Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to my show. I'm Leanne Winston, psychic medium, and I hope you've all had a good week. And it's Wednesday again, so we're at the middle of the week. Been looking forward to doing this show, and we've already got a few callers online, so that's great. So we will head over very shortly to take some. I do have another special guest that is trying to get in, but she is madly still trying to get in. So if she connects, we will bring Geordie online. Otherwise, you will just have me tonight. And I totally enjoyed having Sue online the other night. So hopefully, if Sue's listening, hi. And we really enjoyed having you there. My computer is popping up the little things, updates. So if you hear the beeping, that's what that is. So our chat line is open if you would like to join in on the chat line. And certainly for those in Australia that can't call in to the station, certainly feel free to do that. The call-in number for tonight's show is 516-387-1303. So what we might do is we'll jump straight into our phone call and see who we got online there. Hi.
Hi. Good morning. Well, good night.
Morning. It's certainly evening here, but morning for you. You had a good morning so far?
So far, yes, I have. I've had a great morning sitting outside. Yeah. Under a little nature, yes.
Oh, lovely. So is it sunny over there?
It will be. The sun's not quite up yet.
Yeah, not far away, I'm sure. Yeah, lovely. And what was your name, hun?
My name is Sophia.
Sophia, how are you? It's lovely to speak to you.
I'm here.
Yeah. And did you have a question you would like to ask?
No, I was just wondering, just anything general. I'm just open to whatever spirit has.
Okay. Would I be right in saying your mum's in spirit?
No, mom.
No, your mum's still here?
Yeah, my mom's still here.
Okay. So was mum on your, was your grandmother on your mum's side very much like your mum? Because I feel like I've got the mirror image to mum.
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
She raised me.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense to me because she comes through with that mothering role sort of feeling, but I also feel like she's very similar to mum as well. Okay, so that makes sense to you. Excellent. Okay, now would I be right in saying your grandmother had breathing issues? I feel short of breath.
Sometimes, yes.
Okay. I just sort of feel like I struggle to take that breath at times. To me, it's that feeling that was the forefront of her health issues. Okay. She was a beautiful energy, wasn't she? Because I got this beautiful, sweet lady that is stepping in, but the caring role is just amazing, the warmth that comes with her energy. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. I get a lot of pride for you, okay? She's putting her hand on her chest, which is pride and love. That's my sign from spirit. But I also get the feeling that she's making the reference to you're hard on yourself at times. Do you know what she's talking about?
Say that again.
She's making reference to you are hard on yourself at times.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yes. Okay, so to me it's that feeling you're your own worst enemy. You put more pressure on yourself than what is needed. I just get the reference to she wants you to ease up on yourself. You're doing a really good job, so stop questioning yourself.
Okay.
I get the reference also that she wants you to trust your gut instincts. So would I be right in saying there's things that's going on around you at times that you sort of feel aren't quite right, but you choose to ignore that?
Yes, that would be the case sometimes.
Okay, so she wants you to take note of what's going on. When you get those gut instincts, that's your intuition kicking in. She is making reference to trusting in that, because she makes me feel that you question yourself at times and you sort of doubt those feelings that you get. You're getting them for a reason. Spirit will give you those things for a reason, so she wants you to take note, okay? She also says start putting yourself first, okay? So it's to me with that, I get the feeling that you put everybody else before yourself, but you don't get the flow on effect. You don't get the energy coming back as correct. What you put out. Okay. So yeah, you've got a little dog in spirit as well, don't you?
A little what?
She's got a little dog. A dog.
No, I don't.
Okay. Your grandmother's got a little poodle that's around her, okay? I'm not much up on breeds and that, but she's making reference to the poodle. I sort of feel like it's not a small dog, but it's not quite a medium dog. It's sort of in between.
Okay. That may just be her, if it is white in color.
Yes.
It may be.
And the tail sticks up.
Yeah, it may be a little shih tzu we had.
Oh, okay.
Upon a time for a little while. Growing up,
yeah,
in her house.
Okay, yeah. The tail stuck up on the dog.
Correct.
Okay, because all I'm getting is this dog, and I'm getting the tail wagging, but it's quite a stiff tail that sticks up. And I do have the white in color. Okay, I get the feeling from the dog. There's a lot of energy around the dog as well with that. So I have the dog running around your grandmother's feet. Okay, so the dog is with her in spirit. I don't know the memories after you with that dog, but she needs me to acknowledge the dog that comes through with her, okay? Now, were you concerned that she would be on her own? What is that reference for you?
She said I should be on my own?
No. Were you concerned around the time of her passing that she was going to be on her own when she crossed over?
Yes. Yes, I was.
Okay.
I
thought it was a bit strange the way she was putting it, because she wants me to make reference to that she has the dog there with her, so she's not on her own, okay? So whether there weren't a lot of close family around her that had already passed over, she just wants me to acknowledge to you that she was not on her own and she was met by the dog. Okay, so the dog was in spirit before her passing.
Correct.
Okay. Beautiful. Do you understand in the sense, did she have trouble with speaking? It's like my thought process is there, but I feel like I struggle to get the words out at times.
No, I do sometimes, but I don't.
Oh, you do.
Or if so, I didn't know it. I wasn't aware.
I don't remember it. Okay, I'm just getting the reference to it. At times I feel like my head's thinking one thing, but I'm having trouble spitting, like getting the words out. I feel like I get tongue-tied. So it could be the possibility I'm picking up on your energy. You've been going through a few changes recently, haven't you?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. Your grandmother is acknowledging the fact, do not look back to the past. She wants you to put your head up high and look towards the future. So to me, with that reference, it's about moving forward. She doesn't want you to hold on to the past and the things that have happened. It's reference to letting go of that and being able to move forward. Does that make sense with what's been going on the last probably 6 months or so?
Yeah, kind of, sort of. It does not.
Okay. Yeah. It's just like she wants you to stop holding on to the past. Maybe there's things there that you feel that you can't move forward from, but she wants you to give yourself the permission to be able to move forward and leave the past in the past.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. It's about holding your head high and moving forward with pride.
I understand.
Okay, can I leave you with that, please? And I get beautiful energy from your grandmother, and she's blowing you a kiss. Okay, so it's her way of sending you the love. You remember her smile, don't you?
I do. It is on my refrigerator and in my living room and in my bedroom.
beautiful. So everywhere you look, you see her smile. That's gorgeous. I love that.
Can I ask one last thing?
Certainly.
Most of the changes I've been going through over the past, say, 2 years, if not a little more, I'm more on a spiritual level, more
okay.
of an awakening.
Gorgeous.
Does she have any insight or input in reference to that, or yourself?
Okay. You are starting to see things in a clearer picture, aren't you?
Correct, especially when I sleep, but okay. even when I'm awake now.
Yeah, beautiful. Okay, so spirit will come when you dream a lot, is the reference I get. When you're dreaming, that's actually a lot of the time is the spirit connecting with you. Okay, do you get woken up by spirit?
I think I do. Not sure okay. what it is, but yeah, I toss and turn yeah. quite a bit.
Okay, I'm getting the reference to spirit connecting with you at night time when you're in that sort of lucid state. I want to say set your boundaries on your bedroom when you go to bed at night and just sort of say to spirit, whether you do it out loud or in your mind, just sort of say to them that your bedroom is out of bounds. They can stand at the door, but they can't come in because you want to get that solid night's sleep, okay? There's nothing wrong with setting your boundaries with spirit. You've got to have your downtime, as well as you need to give them a certain amount of time to be open to communicate with them. So that way you're sort of setting your boundaries in them communicating with you in the daytime when you're awake and not at night time. I get the reference to trust those first instincts. So to me, that's the at times that you get information, but you question it. Okay, that is totally normal, and it took me a long time to realize that I just got to go with the flow, and you just need to accept what you get. Okay, trust those first thoughts, try not to overthink it. I get the reference to you've done a lot of growing, but there's still a lot of growing to do, so you're still strengthening that ability. Okay, but you're on the right track. It's the reference I get, and it feels very much a peaceful track. Okay. I want to say just keep going with it. If it feels right to you, follow those things that are put in front of you. Yeah, you haven't felt peace like this before, have you? Like what you're feeling now since you started this journey.
No.
Yeah. Okay. I just get the big smiles from your grandmother around that, because it's that feeling that you are finding peace in what you're doing, and it's about you a little bit too, which she makes me feel that in the past that you haven't been able to give, like you've always given, you've never got anything back in return.
Yes, yes.
Okay. So okay. Do this for you, and it's going to be a beautiful journey.
Thank you very, very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling in. It was lovely to speak to you. Feel free to communicate with me through my Facebook page if you're on Facebook. I love to help people where I can with growth and stuff like that. So certainly feel free to inbox me. You're welcome, hon. Take care. Have a good day.
Can I continue to listen?
Yeah, certainly.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Bye. Okay, there's so many people out there at the moment that are on this journey, and it's a beautiful journey. If it feels right for you, just go with it. And trust is the biggest thing. So if you can learn to trust and just surrender to it and just accept what's put in front of you, you will be amazed at the signs and the communication you get. It's really heartfelt, and it's amazing being able to do this. I wouldn't trade it for the world. But the thing is, we've all got the ability, and anybody can do it. You can do it. The neighbor can do it. It's just who chooses to take that path, who chooses to see the signs. The signs are always being put in front of us. So if you're going to block them out, of course, you're not going to see them. So I'm going to say just to open your hearts up, allow yourself to be loved and love yourself. And just go with the flow and see what comes from it. I guess that's probably the biggest thing I could say. But we jump into the next caller, because I really want to get through as many callers tonight as I possibly can, because you all hold on so patiently. Hi, who we got there?
Hey, it's Nathaniel calling.
Hi, Nathaniel. How are you?
I'm doing really good. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. That's a name I don't hear too often.
Yeah.
It's not a common name. How's your morning been?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah, excellent. And what part of the world are you in? I'm guessing America somewhere.
Yeah, I'm in California, so it's early in the morning now.
Yeah, sunny California. Lovely. So you're not far from the beach, is that right? Have I got my bearings right?
Unfortunately, I'm in the desert. I'm halfway to Vegas. So I'm in the high desert, and I'd much rather be at the beach. I'm hoping you see a moon for me.
Oh, that'd be nice, so, wouldn't it? I tell you what, I'll come and visit one day. I'd love to go to Vegas.
I don't like it. Vegas is the high desert. I was there, but I don't like the weather.
Yeah, no, I'd just like to go for a holiday. That would be nice to visit somewhere like that, just short term. So, did you have a question you'd like to ask? Or is that on the move?
Well, I'm kind of concerned about a move. I'm looking for a new car, and I'm just maybe looking for a job, too, because I was on disability, and they went to a doctor. And I went to the other doctor, and they're going to let me know if I'm still able to collect disability. So I don't know how I'm going to buy a car. I don't have the cash right now, but they're trying to do credit checks on me.
Yeah, okay. Now, when you say disability, would I be right in saying your lower back is affected?
Yeah, you know, I'm actually not feeling very well. I kind of want to, you know, one of my questions would have been, when am I going to feel better? And it's probably when I do yoga and stuff, you know.
So do you have a problem with your lower back? Because that's where I'm being drawn to at the moment, is your lower back area.
Yeah, it's actually a lot of different places too. You know, my feet and my chin splints I have, and then I have a neck problem and a shoulder problem.
It sounds like you've given your body a hard time.
You know, I've really lived life in the fast lane, you might say.
Yeah, it's kind of caught up with your body. I just want to make the point that, and I've said this to listeners before, that in no way, shape or form am I trained medically. I get information that comes from spirit, so I can only just forgive you what I get. If spirit show me there's something that is serious, they will wave red flags in front of me, okay? So I always like to let people know when I'm reading for them. If I get a red flag, I will tell you. If I'm not getting it, I will also tell you. But I'm drawn to the lower back is your main issue, okay? I sort of feel like spirit's making reference to like pinched nerves or something in that area. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it could be a pinched nerve or some kind of other problems, a herniated disc or something.
Yeah, I just sort of feel like it's low down, so with the lower area, the L area of the spine into the S sort of area with that. I just sort of feel like that is causing issues in one side of your, in one leg as well. So whether it's the side that you've got the shin splints, I'm not sure, and I don't know much about the shin splints either. Like I said, I'm not trained medically, but I'm just sort of going by what spirit is drawing me to. What is the problem with your right shoulder blade area?
My left shoulder blade is kind of hurting a lot. I don't know if you're looking at the right or the left, because if you look at it, you know, from my way, it's my left hand and arm, shoulder. So.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just sort of drawing around. To me, my right shoulder blade area has started to ache all of a sudden, and that's sort of how they draw me to the areas. So whether it's just because I'd be mirroring you sort of thing, I need to acknowledge the shoulder blade area. To me, I feel like there's muscular issues around that. Okay.
So
I like massage it out. Like it's got big knots in the muscles around area. Okay. You're just fed up with the way things have been going lately, aren't you? That's the reference that spirit is giving me. And do you also get the tickle to the nose?
Do I knife? What the knife? What do you say?
Sorry. Do you get a tickle in the nose?
Oh, am I up at night?
Do you ever feel like something's tickling your nose? No, just any time. Do you get a tickle to your nose?
I'm not understanding what you're saying. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's right. I'm just getting the reference from spirit that with your nose, it's like a little tickle to the nose, and I feel like I've got to rub my nose with that. When you get that, they're just making reference to you're getting that tickle. That is spirit doing that to you. And when that happens, it's like spirit wants to pull you up on it and say, take a step back and look at what's going on around you. Trust what you feel, you think, you see, you hear, all that. Okay? It's just spirit's way of pulling you up is by tickling your nose. I feel like I've got somebody with a feather tickling my nose. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, he's like, I just needed to acknowledge that, and then that way spirit will leave my nose alone. I do get the reference the move is coming, but I do feel like I've got more of an 18-month reference around that, so I don't feel that it's soon. I feel like I've got that waiting period before that happens. Now, I also get the reference there need to be things put into place for helping you to move, okay? Because I don't feel that you're going to be able to do it on your own. It's that feeling of bringing in extra help to do that, okay? I just want to say when it comes to the work side of stuff, I feel like I've got too many restrictions. So to me, it's that feeling of jobs that I would like to look at, I can't really do due to my restrictions, okay? So when you go for a job, do you need to be upfront? Is there anything in place to say you need to be upfront with what restrictions you have in the physical?
I never really thought so, but some people really want to get the most out of you, you know, and they don't want to, you know, do it. You know, my last job, I worked in over temperatures over 115 degrees out here.
Oh, and goodness.
I have like a heat stroke, and I have some problems. I was on disability for a couple months, and then I went to the doctor. And
yeah.
I don't know. How do you see that working out? Do you see me able to be on disability or for a few more months?
I do feel the disability will stay there a bit longer, but it's not a long-term solution is the reference I'm getting. So to me, I don't feel that you are up to the standard of going back to normal duties straight away, okay? I'm getting the reference around the six-month mark with that. So to me, it's the feeling of looking at another 6 months on disability before actually being able to go back into the workforce. I also get the reference you need to change the sort of work you were doing. So to me, it's not going back to the same work. I feel like I'm doing something different. But I also feel that you're very much a good communicator with people. So to me, I feel like I've got more that reference of communicating with others.
I was a security guard before. You probably think I get something more into art or something, or...
I'm feeling like I'm more into sales or something that you communicate with others. So to me, it would be more speaking to other people all day for the whole shift sort of thing. It's more like an advisory role, whether it's selling something along those lines. I feel like I've got the non-stop talking all day. Okay. Have you ever thought of it? So go on.
Someone called a couple weeks ago and they wanted me to sell life insurance. And, you know,
okay. Kind of... Would it be on a switchboard?
What's that?
Would that be from a switchboard sort of setup?
Possibly, yeah.
Okay. Because that's where I feel like I'm more under the air conditioner and I'm sitting there more in a switchboard sort of role, talking all day.
Okay.
I feel like it would be an improvement, especially with the conditions of the job for you. Okay.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, and all the very best with your health, and I'm sure you'll be back on track before you know it.
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Wow. Being out in the heat like that, I couldn't imagine being out in 115 degrees. I think our summer here in Australia gets hot when we've got the mid-40s, 47 sort of thing, but that's degrees, but we're out like that. No, I don't envy that job. But I wish him all the very best with that. So we'll jump into another caller and see who we got online. I'm determined to get through as many of you tonight as I possibly can. Hi, English, who we got there?
Hi, Leanne, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, Laura, how are you? How'd you go with the job?
I still haven't heard anything about the job, and I'm wondering.
No.
Yeah, if they've changed their mind or what's going on.
No, I wouldn't be surprised if it's closer to the end of this week that you hear. Okay, to me it's that feeling that it's taken them a lot longer than what it was expected to take. Okay, so you picked up on two positions the other day. Do you know if there is two positions to the company that they are advertising at the moment?
No, I'm not aware of what it is. I know that they wanted me for one client, and then they changed their mind about that client, and I think they had me in mind for a different client.
Okay. Class. Yeah, because, and that's where the medical came in as well, wasn't there? There was a medical link to the job that with one of the clients,
well, both clients, a pharmaceutical. Yeah, both of them.
Sorry, I'm just adjusting my headset. I get the reference to the decisions haven't been finalized as yet. To me, I feel like there's been holdups in the process they're doing stuff. Okay, I feel the decisions have been made and who we're putting into those positions, and your name is on one of those positions. I just feel that it is the paperwork side of stuff that is holding it up. Okay, so to me, I wouldn't be surprised if by Friday that you've had notification. I just sort of feel like they're trying to tidy all the loose ends up before making those calls. Okay, I feel like you'll get the reference. There's the reference to getting the phone call to say you have the position, followed by in writing. Okay, so I feel you'll get the formal letter with it as well. Where does the travel come around it? Travel, will you be expected to travel a bit?
I'm not aware of that. It may be possible.
Get the reference. No, I feel like you're with the same company, but I just get the reference to later down the track there will be a bit of travel. So whether there's change of position within that company, but I get the reference to the need to travel a little bit. So to me, it's that feeling of traveling out to clients.
Okay, then, so Leanne, do you see me then being able to then purchase the home on that water I was talking to you about?
Yes, that's still there. Did you go for a drive around the lake and have a look and see what else was there?
I did. There was a brown log cabin that came up on the market, but I don't want a log cabin.
No, I want something more solid. Yeah, something more weatherproof sort of feeling.
I haven't seen anything.
Yeah, well, keep your eyes open because I get the reference there'll be something a little bit further around from that house that you was looking at come up on the market. So to me, maybe they're only just starting to look at putting it on the market or preparing it for the market. But I do get the reference that lake. That's the lake you need to be on. Yeah, that's the same lake that they're putting you on as to the one with that house on that you were looking at. Okay, so I want to say keep your eyes on it very closely.
Okay, and you said it's brown.
It's a browny red sort of tan colour. I've got that reddy brown in the brick sort of work with that. There's something different to the windows. Okay, I don't know if I said about that the other night or not, but I just get the reference. There's something when you're looking at the front of the house, the bigger windows with the view, I feel like the windows are a little bit different to normal.
Okay.
Whether it's a different design window to the rest of it, I just get reference to the windows are a little bit different.
Well, maybe the timing will work out better for me that way, and when it does come up, be ready.
Have the job in place, ready to go, sort of thing. Yeah. Have that clear picture of what you want. See and hear that phone call coming through with the good news of it, okay? Allow yourself to get excited about it, because you'll help manifest it that way. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, keep us updated, and it's lovely to speak to you again. But I'd be very surprised if you haven't heard anything by Friday. The business end of business on Friday. Excellent. Thanks, Laura. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
I think I've spoken in the past how important it is to actually have that clear picture and release it to the universe of what you want. It's also very important not to second guess yourself. I think it's just second nature to do that. But when we do that, we can sort of get things like confuse the universe and whatnot. I want to say find that inner strength and stand strong, knowing what you want. Look at the positives. It's like everything. I'm a very firm believer of looking at the positives in what you're doing rather than the doubt and the negativity sort of thing. So, Laura, try and look at the positives, feel yourself getting that position, and allow yourself to get excited. There's nothing wrong with that. If it's meant to be, it's going to happen. And the fact that you haven't heard anything just yet just sort of gives me an affirmation that, you know, they still haven't finalized it all, and I feel that the paperwork is really what's holding it up there. Okay, I'm having trouble speaking English today. I'm sorry, I've done a couple of other readings for clients and I've just been talking all day, so my mouth will catch up with my head very shortly, I'm sure. We'll jump into another caller. Hi, who we got there? Hello.
Hi, Leanne. Hi, Leanne. This is Jane. How are you?
Hi, Jane. I'm very well, thank you. And you?
I'm doing good.
Had a good morning so far?
Yes. Early morning.
Excellent. Yeah. What time is it over there?
7:30.
Wow. I was still in bed at that hour this morning. Did you have a question you'd like to ask?
I just want your insight as far as career and finance goes.
Okay. You're making changes around the career, aren't you?
Yes, I'm looking to make changes.
Yeah, okay. Because Spirit is putting the changes in front of you, so to me it's the feeling that changes aren't that far away at all. You've been doing the same thing for quite a while. Would I be right with that?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because it's that feeling I really need that change. A change is as good as a holiday for you. Okay. You get quite frustrated with work.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Because I just sort of feel like the frustration has built a lot lately, and it's that reference to remember to breathe. Okay. So to me, it's that feeling when things are mounding up on top of you at work. Just breathe through the energy and keep it flowing, okay? You feel like you've got to watch yourself at work?
Yeah.
Okay, because I get the reference to just be aware of those around you, all right? So to me it's that sort of feeling, just keeping an eye on the conduct of those around you, okay? But the changes are coming. I do feel there will be something put in front of you before the end of this year. Okay? I just sort of feel like you just need to be a little bit patient for now.
Yeah, when you say be aware of those around me, like is there any particular people that I should be
I feel like I've got two. Would I be right in saying there's a couple that come to mind that would not hesitate in stabbing you in the back, so to speak, as in, like, make themselves look, put you down to make themselves look better? I don't want to trust them, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Okay. So trust your gut instincts when it comes to them. Okay, I just keep getting the reference, trust your gut instincts, and just protect your energy as well. I don't give them the power to feel like they're winning. There's a lot of game playing going on there.
There's a lot of, sorry?
Game playing going on.
Yes, especially with a female supervisor, and then there's a male, male co-worker as well.
Yeah. Now, when you said the female supervisor, I actually get the reference to there's mistakes made and there's things that she doesn't do that she should, but she's quick at blaming others. She passes the buck very easily. Okay. The responsibility is hers and she's not living, like, she's not working to those standards.
Yeah.
Okay, but yeah, I just want to say be patient, remember to protect your energy and breathe through it. But I do get the change of something coming up before Christmas for you. You're quite active in looking for other work at the moment.
I'm searching.
Okay, yeah, because it's the reference of the need to continually look for work. Okay, you will find something because I want to put you from this role into another job. Without a gap. Okay.
Yeah.
I get the reference with the change of job. The finances are going to be better. So to me, it's that feeling of more money coming in.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Okay. It does feel exciting, and next year will be a whole different year for you. So to me, it's that feeling that things are going to be a lot better next year.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, so look at the positives.
Okay. All right. Can you tell me about a male co-worker? Because that female supervisor at work, she's getting a male co-worker involved. Like, you know, I feel like I'm being bullied by him, and all because of this female supervisor.
Okay, I was going to say act on that. I wouldn't leave it go too long. How is she tied into that co-worker? What's the connection there? Because I feel like there's a connection between the two of them.
Yeah, she's just trying to get him, you know, like she tries to intimidate me in certain ways, and I'm not intimidated by her at all. But she's trying to get this guy involved, you know, to intimidate me even more.
Is he making uncalled references? Uncalled for references sort of thing? Okay. Because I feel like there's a borderline of sexual harassment there. It's where spirit's taking me with that. Okay. I want to say stand your ground and take it higher. You've got witnesses is the reference that I get. Okay, so to people around you that have witnessed that going on, and I get the reference to having those stand up for you as a witness with going over their head for that. Okay? You're getting to the stage where you don't want to go to work because of it, aren't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I've just got that hesitation of I don't really want to go to work because I don't know what I'm going to have to deal with today. You shouldn't have to be put in that situation. And it's that I just keep getting that reference. Stand strong and stand your ground with them. Report it.
Well, I sit close to the two of them. Yeah, I sit close to the two of them. That's why it's very difficult to work and...
Yeah. Management wouldn't put up with that, would they?
Well, there's some that know, like, kind of are aware of what's going on, and they're not doing anything. They're just,
you know. Okay. I want to put the formal complaint in. Okay, so to me, I feel like they've sort of knowing what's going on, but they need a formal complaint to react, because I feel like management would not stand for it. Okay, yeah. So whether it's worse than what they realise, I just sort of feel like you need to actually go and have that conversation with them. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so I wanted to say protect your energy sort of thing with that as well. So see, you put yourself in a bubble of protection and just sort of strengthen it if you feel you need to. I think I've probably spoken about that in the past, if you've heard me speak on that, but it's just, you're exhausted is the reference that I'm getting. Just connecting to your energy, I just feel really flat and exhausted. Have you been like that for a little while now?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay. It's just like this whole wave of tiredness has come over me. You need to ground yourself is the reference that I'm getting. So to me, it's finding some way of grounding your energy that you can recharge your batteries with as well. I find getting out in the sunshine, I go to the beach occasionally and put my feet in the sand, in the water to ground myself. Even just playing out, digging in the sand, in the dirt, in Mother Earth can help ground you. So to me, it's finding a way that you can ground your energy and just recharge. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you, Jane, for calling in, and all the best with that. But I just want to say stand strong. Okay?
Yes, thank you, Leah.
You're welcome,
hon.
Thank you so much. Thanks for calling in. Take care and have a good day. Bye.
Okay, you as well. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Wow. Okay, we're going to jump straight into another caller now because this person's been on hold for quite a while. And we will just connect. Hi, who have we got there?
Morning.
Sorry, you sound a little bit further away. I couldn't hear you.
Oh, Savannah.
Good morning.
Savannah. How are you, Savannah?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. Thank you so much for holding on patiently. You've been on hold for a while.
No problem.
What was your question, hun?
I don't really know what to ask. Can you like pick up anything?
Sorry, what was that?
I said I don't really know what to ask. Can you pick up anything?
Oh, okay. Just anything. So just anything from spirit. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, okay. You've got a lot going on around you, would I be right in saying that?
Yeah.
At the moment?
Yeah, a lot.
Okay. I just sort of feel like you're a shallow breather. So to me, it's that feeling of just breathing into your chest and not actually taking the deep, long, slow breath. So to me, it's that feeling you need to practice your breathing in slowing it down and taking that deep breath. You carry a lot of stress, don't you?
I can't hear you.
Sorry, I'm just getting the reference to you carry a lot of stress.
Stress.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
So is that at the base of your neck that you carry stress?
Is that a
do
what?
You get the base of your neck across your shoulders?
Yeah.
You carry stress there? Okay, because that's where I'm being drawn to is the carrying of the stress in that area. Okay, so to me it's that feeling you need to find a way of letting go of some of that. Now, in saying that, I know that's easier done than said, but I'm just getting the reference of letting go of some of that stress. What is it, Spirit wants me to ask, what is it that you do to give back to yourself a little bit?
But I don't give back to myself?
What is it you do to give yourself some time? What is it you do to make yourself feel good, like feel special?
I'm not sure.
You don't, okay. Like, Spirit's smiling because it's that feeling you don't give anything back to yourself. You don't give yourself the time to be just you time, okay? I sort of get the reference to you need to put yourself first, okay? With that, does that make sense?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, okay, so this is probably a good time to be able to do that now. It's now, sorry, a friend just made funny noises behind me and got my attention. It's the reference to that you just need to put yourself first and be able to look after you first before others, okay? I get the reference to next year's going to be a whole different story for you, and to me it's the feeling that it's going to be much more positive, okay?
Next year's going to be more
positive year for you. I feel like there's some exciting things coming next year. I'm not getting a clear picture on what it is, but I just feel the excitement is building about next year. Okay. Are you looking at travel?
Am I in travel?
Are you looking for travel next year?
Am I looking forward?
To travel next year.
Travel?
Yeah, like holiday.
No, not
Okay. I'm just getting the travel in front of you. So to me, I feel like I've got the getaway, like as in holiday coming next year.
That's kind of weird. I'm pregnant and like I'm thinking like ahead of the game, like for the baby's first birthday, like I wanted to get away.
Yeah, well, Spirit is showing me that there's the need to have a short getaway. So to me, I feel like we need to go away for a few days. Do you know the sex of the baby that you're having?
Yes, a girl.
Okay, beautiful. I get big smiles around that. So Spirit around you is quite happy at the fact it's a little girl, okay?
Now, yeah, I was like, oh, sorry.
You're right. Are you stressing that you're not going to have things ready in time?
Yeah.
I just get the reference to let go of the stress and just let things happen, okay? Because it's that feeling of overthinking things as well.
Yeah, I overthink everything.
Yeah. Yep. Have you ever tried meditation?
No.
Right, meditation is a really good
I want to, but it's like I never really like get like, you know, really push myself to do it. Like I just say I want to and never do it.
Yeah, I want to suggest trying it because it's a very good way of clearing your mind, grounding yourself, and just sort of balancing your energy. But it might even help you connect with your baby as well. Being pregnant and meditating, I just get the reference to it. It's a good way of making that connection with your baby before she's even born. Okay. Be interesting to just see what you pick up with, whether you communicate with the baby on a level. So trust what you feel and you think and the things that you get in your meditation. But with meditation, it's something that takes practice. So if you don't get it the first couple of times, that's okay. Just sort of keep trying and it will get easier as you do it. It's like everything, it takes practice. All right. But I just feel that it would be a good way for you just to switch off your mind, to relax and just let go of some of that stress that you're holding on to. Okay. I get the reference to things are falling into place and everything's going to be okay. Next year's got a lot of exciting things coming your way.
Cool, that's awesome. Can I ask one question? Do you see the baby's dad being in her life?
Not to the extreme that you would like him to be. Okay, so to me, I feel like I've got part-time contact, but not as often as I would like to. Okay. He's got a lot of questions around him, doesn't he?
I didn't hear you.
There's a lot of questions around him.
He's like my number one stress person, and I'm trying to like just let it go because I'm realizing like he caused a lot of my unhappiness, and I love him, but I'm just like
tired of trying to be there for him and he's not doing the same.
Yeah. It's not healthy for you or the baby, is the reference I get. I do feel that she will have a small amount of contact with him, but I don't feel he's going to be in her life full time. Okay. I want to say you need to put yourself and the baby first, and everything else will follow. Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome and take care. It was lovely talking to you.
Bye.
Okay. Bye. Okay, well, thank you for those callers that have come in. We might have time for another. I've got two more online. We'll do another one and see if we can get a second one in before we run out of time. Hi, who have we got there?
Hi, my name is Kristen.
Hi, Kristen. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very good, thank you. You're very chirpy and full of energy.
I'm like this all the time.
Oh, really? And it's only morning for you. I wish I could be like that first thing in the morning.
I don't sleep. Makes it easy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, if I get like that, I just get grumpy.
I think it's a lot to do with the Saturn thing, because I'm a Scorpio, and Saturn's
Okay. Sense. Yeah, wow. And what was your question?
I keep having a dream, and I keep seeing the same person in my dream, but I don't know who this person is. And I've never met this. Like, it's a guy. It's a younger guy, and he does weird things. He like sets firecrackers off. He was pulling intestines out of a cat. I don't know. It's weird.
Oh, that is a bit strange, isn't it? Okay, yeah. Dreams don't always mean what they come across to you as. Like, dreams can quite often. Have you ever looked at a dream diary, a dream Bible type thing? I would look up.
I look into my dreams a lot, actually.
Yep. Yeah. So have you tried Googling it?
Huh?
Have you tried Googling it? Like, Google those meanings?
Yeah. Yeah.
And what did it come up with?
I couldn't find anything about anybody pulling intestines out of a cat. There was no information on them.
Yeah. When you say that, I get inside out, so I'm not too sure how to put that into context, but inside out. So maybe you've got a lot of patterns that happen around you.
I have a lot of
Things happen in patterns around you.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to say look deeper into those things than look at the surface. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. And the fact that it's the same person, you don't know this person. I'm just wondering if it's spirit coming in or if it's a soul level thing. Okay. There's nothing that feels familiar about this person in your dream.
Do I know the person? No, I don't.
No. But is there anything that reminds you of anybody else in that dream?
No, that's why I'm.
It's got me stumped to who this person is. I just sort of feel like with the situations going on around you, it's more about looking further deeper into what is going on rather than just taking a glance and making a decision at first, the first sight type of thing. So to me, it's that feeling of look further into things when you're doing it, have that better understanding. I just sort of wonder if this is somebody you're coming into contact with further down the track, like if you're preempting the meeting with this person. I'm not too sure where they're taking me. Spirit's not really giving me a clear picture on it. It's more the frustration around the dream that I'm picking up on. Have you ever tried writing your dreams down? By writing them down, you may be able to move that dream on, sort of thing. If you ever wake up and you're partway through your dream, there's a certain state of our dreams that we can actually go back into and change the outcome of it. So if you get woken up suddenly in a dream state and you're not fully lucid, it's that you can go back into it and change the dream a little bit so you could end it in a different way. I'm just wondering if that would help. But in the sense of who this gentleman is, I've got no clear picture into who he is. I'm just thinking I'm just sort of drawn to making a connection on a soul level with him. Okay?
Okay.
Your dad's still here, isn't he? Your dad's not in spirit. He's still here.
My dad?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not dead. He's alive.
Yeah, dad's still alive. Okay. What is it that reminds you of your dad with this person that you dream about?
Oh.
Is there mannerisms or something similar?
No, I didn't really connect it with my dad at all.
Okay. I'm just sort of getting the feeling there's reference around dad. So whether dad knows this person or dad sort of reminds you a little bit of this person, I'm not too sure. I just needed to mention dad around that situation. I'm not too sure why, but it's just what's... okay, the frustration is driving me nuts. Okay. I want to... No, that's fine, because I think I'm picking up on your frustration, because I'm connecting with your energy. I pick up on your frustration that comes with that. So I want to say write your dreams down and see if you can move it that way. Or while you're in the dream, ask him questions. Who is he? What is he doing? Okay? Sort of see what you can get from it. I'm wondering if you're picking...
If he was maybe a spirit guide.
Well, that's what I was just wondering. I was just going to say, I was wondering if you were picking up on a spirit in your sleep, like in your dreams.
Well, I have an empathic ability and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I'm just frustrated because they keep
telling
me. You're not
getting that clear picture.
No, well, it's not even that. They just keep telling me what I don't want to do. They keep telling me just relax and wait, just relax and wait. And I'm like, but I want it now.
Do you know what? Today I have done two readings for clients face to face today, and both times it's like, be patient, it's coming. And it's the same thing yesterday. It seems to be a common message this week, and I'm a little bit the same way. I want something, I want it now. I can't wait, sort of thing.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering if it's an energy. Is it the energy at the moment? Is that what's doing it to us? Or and the frustration just builds around it. So I would just ask him questions in your dream. Just do it like an interview process, and just trust what you feel. Okay?
Thank you.
Hopefully that's been some sort of help, but, yeah, I'm not getting the clear picture on who the gentleman is, but I just feel like with things going on, you need to look deeper into it rather than just look at the surface. Okay, and that's where I get with the bringing the intestines and stuff out.
I'm getting a lot of numbers and things. Yeah. All right.
Write it all down. All right, you're very welcome. Take care. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, guys, I'm sorry for those callers still online, but we're out of time. We've got less than a minute left. So for those that are here in South Australia, I do have a live show that's been held at the Regal Park Motor Inn on Saturday night, and there are still some tickets left, but you can certainly contact me and that you would like for that show. Purely Intuition will be there on display. And our beautiful products are online, so we've had some more added through the week, so certainly feel free to look at the website. It's purelyintuition.com. My website is leannewinstonpsychicmedium.com, and my Facebook page is Leanne Winston Psychic Medium, so please feel free to join that and send me messages. I'd love to hear how you're all going. My mentoring program is going up online. I've advertised that tonight on my Facebook page, so that mentoring program is for people overseas, interstate and whatnot, and I'm also doing for overseas Skype calls and Skype readings and email readings. here in Australia, I also do phone readings. So take care and remember to love, honour and cherish those around you, and I'll catch you on Sunday night. Thank you very much. Have a good night.